going to study the next section of the Mechaber, discussing the Musaf and the special psukim that are inserted by each of the three sections of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. He says as follows, Omrim asar psukim shel Malchios, v'asar shel Zichronos, v'asara shel Shofaros b'chol bracha. Each of the three, those three sections, we have ten psukim. Shlosh mehem shel Torah. Three of them are psukim which are found in the Torah. Shlosh shel ksuvim, shlosh shel neviim. So you have three of each, and then ve'echad shel Torah, and then finally one more which is from the Torah. It says ve'im ratzel hosif al elu asara rishai. Interesting that even though there's specifically a certain number, 10, we'll see why in a moment, the significance of that number, that if a person wishes to go above and beyond those 10 psukim rishai, it's not a problem. So it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah the significance of why this particular amount of psukim. So it actually gives three answers. He says, Omrim asar keneged asar psukim shel halu kel b'kodsho. In this section, Halu Kel B'Kodsho, in which there are 10 psukim. So therefore, so too we recite this as well, 10 psukim. But Keneged Aser Sedibros, Keneged Asar Mamaros Behem Nivra Ha'olam. Because two other reasons, the significance of the 10, probably the most logical one, the Aser Sedibros, which we want to reconnect ourselves to the Aseret HaDibros, even though you think, what does it have to do with this? We mentioned already before on Friday night that Yom Kippur is the time in which the second set of luchos are given. We think of Shavuos as a time, but the truth is, when Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rosh Chodesh Elul went up to Har Sinai, 40 days later is Yom Kippur, the second set of luchos. So therefore, again, during this time of Aseret HaMitzvah, we allude to the accepting of this, of the Aseret HaDibros, and also opposite the Asar Mamaros Shebahem Nivra Olam, the 10 utterances, words that Hashem used to create the world. And on Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Haras Olam, the time which the world was created. It's really the anniversary. Not everyone really realizes this, not the anniversary of the first day of creation, anniversary of man and our ability to grow in this world. So those are the reasons why it's 10. Now, what is the significance of these three sections? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Malchios, why do we acknowledge Hashem's a Melech? It's a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, that Hashem is the Melech, reigns over us. The Zichronos, what exactly is being remembered? What do we wish to be remembered? Sha'idei Zeh, that through Hashem remembering our Avos, then Yala Zichroneinu Lefanel Votova, then in turn, Hashem will hopefully remember us favorably as well. And Vameh B'Shofar, and also with the Shofar, which is able to reawaken ourselves and cause us to do Tshuva. So that's the significance of these three things. The Mechaber continues and says, "Ein omrim pasuk b'malchios v'lo b'zichronos v'lo b'shofaros shel peranios shel Yisrael. Ein omrim pasuk zichronos shel yachid." So, person should make sure that the psukim that are recited, of course, it's the psukim that we say, it's in our machzor, but you have to make sure that these are not psukim which represent peranios shel Yisrael, terrible tragedies that would befall Yisrael. Why would we want to mention such a thing at our Yom HaDin? We would want to keep more of a positive, upbeat focus in such psukim. And also, we try to limit these psukim, which will have only a relationship to a yachid, to an individual. We try, as we find throughout the Shemone Esrei, even during the year, that all of our tefillos are barabim, that we always want to include ourselves into the tzibur. And as we mentioned, Rosh Chodesh El, that we would not want to single ourselves out. And this perhaps is the reason why the Mechaber then continues and it talks about if you are a Yachid and you're the one who's you're davening by yourself, there are specific times you should not daven. He says, Lo yispalil biyachid tefilas musaf barosh hashana ad achar gimel shos hayom. That if you are alone, you should not daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah until after the third hour in the day. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us the significance of the third hour, assuming that, let's say, it would be a perfect 6 a.m., 6 p.m. day, then it would be up until 9 o'clock, you shouldn't daven musaf. And he says, because the Mishlosha Shos Rishonos, the first 3 hours of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Donas Olomo. That's the time which Hashem is more particular, judging the world. V'shema Yanu Bedino B'yichud. If a person is all by themselves and Hashem is being particular in His judgment, you wouldn't want to be singled out at that particular time. Avakashim Espalel B'tzibor, but when a person davens B'tzibor, then we say Heinkel Kabir Lo Yimos, then Hashem is not going to be as particular because we are all together as a single unit. We're not singled out. And the idea of the Gimel Shos, as it's brought down in Sechta Brachos, is that when it came to those hours, that was the time which the Malachim, the kings of the nations of the world, that they would be busy being Ovid Avodah Zarah, worshipping their idols, and focusing on those things which are obviously against our beliefs. And therefore that would anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore during those three first hours, it's not recommended for the Yachid to try to daven at that particular time, at least tefilas musaf. Tefilas shachar, you know, it says that's one exception, but musaf, no. And therefore, as we mentioned before, which we'll conclude with, the importance of the tzibur, that we have to realize that if we would stand on our own, the reality is that no one is perfect, and HaKadosh Baruch would be much more particular on judging us. But when we get mixed in the crowd, in that case, a person is much more likely to be zocha b'din.